It is Don Manzullo, congressman from the 16th Congressional District. I know it's a lame duck session, but they're doing a lot of work. And over the weekend, they passed some key bills. Good morning, Don.
Quack!
Hello? Is that you?
Incredible. Lame duck.
He's lame.
Shot. It's unbelievable, isn't it, you guys?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I love you. Hey, can you do that again, Don?
Yeah.
Give me your duck.
Yeah, it's... Well, I've got a Donald Duck watch, and I ought to get 434 more of them to give to my colleagues in the House and 100 to give to my colleagues in the Senate and say, the duck says to go home and stop damaging the American people.
Yeah.
It keeps getting worse. Now, I know Congress failed to come to an agreement on the omnibus spending bill. What was the biggest sticking point?
6,000 earmarks and 2,000 pages. Plus the fact that Congress had sat on its butt all year, refused to pass the 12 individual spending bills to fund the agencies, rolled everything together in one big fat wad of gum, stuck all kinds of crap in it, then expected to shove it down the throats of the American people. Somebody didn't realize what happened on November 2nd, and that's why we had the revolution to stop this nonsense.
Right. Now, Congressman, is it possible that the spending bill will be delayed enough to push it to the next Congress?
Well, the big spending bill is done.
Right.
What's happened now is called a series of continuing resolutions, and that is to continue spending at present levels until Congress can go in there and do its job.
Okay.
And so that's what's going to happen on Tuesday when the House returns, and the Senate agreed to. Just keep all government programs at the president level to March, and then we go in with the brand new Congress, da-da-da, and stop the spending. And we're going to hear all kinds of people just screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have 10,000 federal programs. Each one has their own lobbyists with their tasseled loafers and their $6,000 suits going door-to-door saying, you can't end our program.
So how do you really feel about lobbyists?
I do.
We've already gotten a ta-da, a duck, and I just heard a Yoda from you. This is a good day.
What? You don't want to be sarcastic, but the 20th Amendment was passed to stop the lame duck session, moving swearing of the president from March back to January, and the same with members of Congress, in the anticipation that once the people had spoken in November, the first week of November, that Congress should only return to Washington for extraordinary issues that it did not have time to address before. But Harding and the Republicans that were defeated back in 1922 came back for an inglorious lame duck session, and the Republicans under Newt Gingrich in 1998 impeached Bill Clinton in the lame duck session. So,
stuff does happen.
That both parties are abusing it. The American people are just simply fed up with not being represented, and now they're being represented by people that they did not want to represent them.
Yeah, it seems.
Making votes on issues that should have been taken care of before the elections.
What's your take, Don, on the final passage of the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Well, it passed the House.
Yeah.
It passed the Senate 65-35. The big issue has been with regard to combat situations, and that's why the Marines and the Army, General Casey and then the Marine commander said that, an office situation is one thing, but in close quarters of combat, this could hurt morale.
Yeah, General James Amos said that as well.
Right, he said that. There's a time to listen to the military. This is the time we should have listened to the military. But both of those fellows said, look, let's take a look at this thing once the combat issues are resolved in Afghanistan and Iraq and see if we can implement something that would be livable.
Now, Congressman Manzullo, your take on what Mark Kirk did when he was a congressman for the 10th Congressional District, he voted against it. Now he has flip-flopped as a senator, and he voted for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Does that surprise you at all?
I'm not sure what his prior record was on that, but I do know that Mark was one of the guys that valiantly beat down that 2,000-page omnibus and also the amnesty bill.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to talk to him about that directly on it.
Right. But were you surprised about the don't ask, don't tell, or it doesn't matter? I mean, there was he was one of eight Republicans who voted with the Democrats on repealing don't ask, don't tell.
I don't know if I was surprised on it. You'd have to talk to Mark, directly on that. But, I think it was George Voinovich from Ohio voted for it also.
Yep,
it was,
he sure did.
It's one of those very tough issues where you want to be fair, but you don't want to endanger the troops that are in combat.
Right.
The resolution that passed the House and the Senate does not automatically repeal the policy. What it does, it states that it should be repealed based upon the timetable and implementation that's agreed to by the commanders.
And won't that take several months? Because the Secretary of Defense, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they all have to sign off on it with the president, correct?
That is correct. Okay. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and on a lighter note, before we let you go here and get on with your day, what are you doing for Christmas? And you'll be home in time for Christmas, I presume?
Well, I go back and forth a lot. This Christmas, we're going to be out in Washington because we have two of our kids married people from Pennsylvania.
Mm. Oh.
And Frieda was born in Pennsylvania.
How convenient.
So we'll be here, then flipping back to Illinois back and forth, and sometimes I don't know which way I'm going when I get on the airplane.
But it's just fun to be frisked, isn't it?
We'll be here for Christmas. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you so much, Congressman Don Manzullo, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Be good.
Okay, time now, 6:53 on AM 560 WIND.